religious groups have often promoted environmental stewardship. NWPB's Courtney Flatt looks at how faith groups have encouraged environmental activism in Washington.
As the clock nears 10 on a recent Sunday morning, people wander to their seats inside Richland's Shalom United Church of Christ. Piano music echoes through the hall as friends greet each other and shuffle through the service's program. Today's main focus is a deep talk about climate change. It's something the Reverend Steve Erickson cares about deeply.
Creation care is something that we've all been called to do.
It's something guest speaker Leanne Barris of Earth Ministry is used to talking about.
The faith community has the language and the ability to articulate values in a way that can cut across political and partisan divides.
It's that language that the faithful are hoping to use to help push for several environmental bills in the Washington legislature this session. Ones like the Sustainable Fields and Farms Bill. It's a bipartisan effort that would give grants to farmers who volunteer to sequester carbon in their soils or use farming practices that reduce the burning of fossil fuels or other heat-trapping emissions.
Again, welcome to everybody here.
Not far from some of Washington's most productive crop fields and dairy pastures, 15 people sit in a circle underneath the stained glass inside St. Michael's Episcopal Mission near downtown Yakima. They've gathered for a Faith Action Network Advocacy Day to explain what environmental bills they think would make a difference. Shalom Church member Laura Rathbone says it's all about baby steps toward protecting the planet.
Change comes slowly, and the more people hear about something, people often will warm up to a new idea too with time.
Just outside Royal City, farmer Jim Baird walks across a large field where he's putting the Sustainable Farms Bill into action by using cover crops.
So we've interseeded here triticale and mustard. See the little mustards coming along?
His eco-farms aren't connected to any church, but he calls climate change the fight of this era.
I think a lot of people don't realize how important agriculture could be in mitigating climate change.
Baird says cover crops help prevent nutrient-rich soil from blowing away in the mid-Columbia's strong winds. Over time, they make the soil healthier and crops more productive. They're included in this bill because they're a proven way to sequester carbon and improve soil health. Baird says as he's used more cover crops, he sequestered up to 14 tons of carbon per acre.
So as we add our organic matter, we are pulling some of that carbon back into the ground, and we're helping mitigate some of those climate change issues.
The bill has seen diverse support from the Farm Bureau to the Audubon Society, but other groups have worried it only supports large-scale farms or that it would take money from other underfunded agricultural programs. As far as religious lobbying goes, groups representing the United Church of Christ and the Quaker Religious Society of Friends supported the bill. Shalom's Reverend Steve Erickson says churches are important ways to reach others who may have differing social views. To him, environmental activism is important within religious organizations.
I do want us to be relevant. It's nice to be a social club. It's nice to have friends in the church, but the church has a higher calling. The church is called to make a positive impact in our society and in our environment.
The Sustainable Farms and Fields Bill is expected to head to the governor's desk soon. I'm Courtney Flatt in Richland.